Welcome to Coffee Chat with Lisa. Coffee Chats are spontaneous podcast episodes you will find in your podcast player anytime I have time-sensitive information or just want to share what's going on in real time with Organize 365. These podcasts will disappear as soon as the information is out of date. So grab a hot cup of coffee and listen in to find out what's new.
Oh my goodness. I just cannot even believe that I'm actually recording this podcast episode. Like, it is just mind-boggling to me. A few weeks ago, the Organize 365 podcast hit 15 million downloads. Like, 15 million downloads. 15 million podcast episodes of the Organize 365 podcast have been listened to. And that just boggles my mind. And I just want to say thank you. I mean, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for rating and reviewing. Thank you for DMing us and emailing us. And just thank you for listening. Like, it is really something that is hard to take in. Some of my friends will say to me, Lisa, you hit these milestones. Do you stop for even a millisecond and enjoy them? Or do you just move on to the next? I'm like, move on to the next. So I'm just going to take a few minutes and I'm just going to enjoy this moment, like in gratitude and appreciation for you for listening. If you listened to the podcast episode last Wednesday, Emily Kelly and I talked about how she has moved on to what she is uniquely gifted and created to do, which is the director of marketing for Firestone Country Club, which is the club where we grew up. It is definitely something that she was destined to do her entire life. And what's so interesting and unique to that story, which is over 2.5 hours long, so I understand if you skipped it in the podcast player, if you know what I mean, is that there has never been a director of marketing for Firestone Country Club. Let that sink in for a minute. The thing that you're uniquely created to do may not exist yet, or just may not be something that is called out yet until you're ready to step into it. And I was looking back, I can never remember when I started the podcast. Is it 5 years old, 6 years old? How old is it? I don't know. So I looked back. I started the podcast in September of 2014. I actually recorded a completely different podcast that doesn't exist anymore in the summer of 2014, just to see if I could record enough episodes and get them published before I started to organize 365 as a podcast, because I just knew that once I started it, I would never stop doing it. I just had this inner knowing that once I started the podcast, that would be the thing that I would continue to do. But in 2014, there were not a lot of podcasts. You probably were not listening to podcasts in 2014. Like, it was a very new phenomenon. But even back then, the few podcasts that I found and I listened to them, I was like, oh, this could be a thing. And this could be a thing that I could do, like, for the rest of my life. When I started my business in 2012, I was turning 40, and the question I asked myself was, what is the one thing that I could pour myself into for the rest of my life? What could I talk about and not tire of talking about for the rest of my life? And I decided it was home organization. So I started to organize 365, totally generic, because I had no idea how I would monetize it, make a living from it. I just knew that this was the thing that I could pour myself into. And a couple of years in, I had started listening to podcasts and I was like, yes, I'm a verbal processor. I like to talk. It's not a surprise that when you get Emily Kelly and Lisa Kelly Woodruff in a podcast, it lasted 2.5 hours and we were trying to keep it short, people. We could have still been talking to you from that podcast. Like, we grew up in a family of storytellers. Like, we tell stories. We like to tell stories. We like to share that. And the first couple years of the podcast, very few people were listening. The downloads were very, very low. I remember when we first hit 1 million downloads. I should look up when it is, but I want to say it was like 4 years in, four, maybe even almost 5 years into the podcast. And then it starts getting quicker and quicker and quicker. And so as I am taking a moment to actually take in the people are listening to what I'm saying on a podcast, and not only that, but you email me and you DM me and you tell me how much your lives have been changed by the stories that I tell, by sharing my depression story in episode 62, by Emily sharing her story last week about going on antidepressants and what that looked like for her that was different than how it looked like for me. Like, just sharing life with each other. Isn't that what we want? Like, we just want to be able to openly and freely talk with other people without being judged, without worrying what we're saying, without trying to make sure everything we say is perfect in the way that we express what we're feeling at this present moment, not knowing who's going to listen to it later. Like, we just want to be in relationship with people and be able to openly explore things together. And so that's what I've been doing in the Organized 365 podcast. But how I'll pull it around to you is this. The position my sister left Organized 365 to take did not exist before they offered it to her. Podcasting was not really a big thing in 2014, and I doubled down on the podcast all the way back then. Like, every time I go to do anything, it's like, okay, well, let's do the podcast first. Like, what we've started now, and you're going to start to see in the next couple of months, I'm sure there will be a couple of them ready for you if you go search now, is we are pulling out different segments of the podcast into curated playlists. So you can already go listen to the playlist of Workbox podcast episodes. So if you only want to hear the podcast episodes that are related to the Friday Workbox, you can go into your podcast player and search for Friday Workbox playlist, and you'll be able to see just those episodes. We're also going to do all the research episodes that way. We're going to do all the glossary episodes that way. And then I have dreams of doing that with a whole bunch of other things I've talked about over the last 7.5 years. Because the number one thing you guys say to me is, I love the podcast. Like, I love the podcast. Keep podcasting more, which I don't know how I can keep podcasting even more, people. I talk a lot. But you like the podcast, but then you say it's hard to share it with someone because there are almost 500 episodes and my friends don't want to listen to 500 episodes to get started. It's intimidating. It's overwhelming. There's way too much there. So find one of the podcast playlists that would make most sense to your friends and send them to that. The one about workboxes, or the one about the glossary, or the one about research. And then as new episodes come out related to research, related to the glossary, related to Friday Workboxes, they will also get put over in these playlists so that people can have a taste of Organized 365. And then if they like it, they can jump on over here with you over into the Organized 365 podcast. Okay, I'm not going to talk all day about this. I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm humbled and I am amazed and I am inspired to keep doing what I feel I am uniquely created to do, which is to dive into why do we do what we do at home? How can we make it easier? How can we make the invisible work visible so that we can have a discussion about it and do it together in collaboration versus judgment, resentment, and all of these other things? And whatever you're uniquely created to do, I just want to say to you, you may have a desire on your heart to do something, but it just seems odd because that position doesn't exist in that company yet, or that's not really how people consume information yet, but you really think it's how it's going to be, or no one else is talking about this thing, but you want to talk about this thing. Just because nobody else is doing it, or the position isn't on a job board, doesn't mean it isn't the thing that you're uniquely created to do. So press into that. Keep growing. We'll keep growing together. And thank you, thank you, thank you again.